I hope you listen to the hymn of the Father's Love Begotten. I love the lyrics and theology of that hymn. Of the Father's love begotten, ere the worlds began to be, he is Alpha and Omega, he the source, the ending he of the things that are, that have been, and that future years shall see. O ye heights of heaven, adore him, angels, hosts, his praises sing, powers, dominions bow before him, and extol our God and King. Let no tongue on earth be silent, every voice in concert ring. That hymn, which is found in our United Methodist hymnal under the heading In Praise of Christ, seems rooted in the first chapter of John's Gospel. It speaks to the eternalness of Jesus. Ere the worlds began to be, he is Alpha and Omega. John writes, In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The hymn speaks about Jesus, the Creator God, he the source, the ending of the things that are, that have been, and that future years shall see. John writes, All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. Using this hymn at Christmas invites us to peer into the manger, to behold an infant so small, humble, vulnerable, and to realize that this little one is God in the flesh. The Creator who created life and galaxies, the cosmos, is now encapsulated, God with skin on, his tiny hand wrapped around Mary's finger. And we whisper, O ye heights of heaven, adore him. Angels, hosts, his praises sing. Powers, dominions, bow before him and extol our God and King. Some will remain silent. Some will not sing. Some because they do not know. Some because they do not care. Some because they are too busy. Some because they are too scared. But God's people, we sing. God in the flesh, the Creator, created in human form, fully God and fully human. We don't just say these things as if they are answers to a religious quiz. We sing because singing comes from more than just our minds. Singing comes forth from our innermost being, our souls. The hymn invites, even exhorts us, saying, Let no tongue on earth be silent, every voice in concert ring. Charles Wesley is reported to have said, If you cannot sing your theology, you have no theology at all. This is why we sing. Now, listen again to the third verse as it leads us to glorious climax. Christ, to thee with God the Father, and O Holy Ghost, to thee, hymn and chant and high thanksgiving and unwearied praises be, honor, glory, and dominion, and eternal victory. Honor, glory, and dominion. Christ is to receive honor in and through my life. Christ is to receive glory in and through my life. Christ is to have dominion within and over and through my life. Dominion, there's a powerful word. It means to have authority, to reign, and to rule. Jesus is to have this dominion within and over every nook and cranny, every square inch of my life, my persona, my values, my pursuits and passions, my failures and victories, my relational interactions. Over all that I am and all that I will be, Christ in all things, Christ over all things. John Wesley wrote about this Jesus dominion in his hymn, Jesu, thy boundless love to me. Listen to what he writes. Jesu, thy boundless love to me, no thought can reach, no tongue declare. O knit my thankful heart to thee, and reign without a rival there. Thine holy, thine alone I am, Be thou alone my constant flame. O grant that nothing in my soul may dwell, but thy pure love alone. O may thy love possess me whole, my joy, my treasure, and my crown. Strange flames far from my soul remove, my every act, word, thought, be love. Do you hear his language of dominion, of Christ in all things and over all things? This is our heritage as Methodists who follow Jesus. This is what we proclaim. This is what we are to lean into and pursue throughout our lives. This is what we are to share with others. The boundless love of God in Jesus, received as we kneel before Jesus and are transformed, restored, reconciled, healed, realigned by his love. John writes in his gospel, "What has come into being in Jesus was life, and the life was the light of all people." John uses the word life around 37 times in his gospel. It's an important word. It doesn't mean biological life, it means flourishing life. Jesus himself is the source of flourishing life. His presence, his life is flourishing. And like a light, it penetrates the dim examples of what people call living. In fact, this light of life pushes back against anything that diminishes flourishing. This life that Jesus is radiates truth. It is glorious to look at and be caught up in and transformed by, because this glorious true life is embedded with grace, unmerited, unearned, yet welcoming, healing, reconciling, liberating, empowering love. C.S. Lewis, in his book, The Weight of Glory, talks about this Jesus flourishing and our tendency to miss it and even dismiss it. Listen to what he says. "Our Lord finds our desires not too strong, but too weak. We are half-hearted creatures fooling about with drink and sex and ambition when infinite joy is offered us. Like an ignorant child who wants to go on making mud pies in a slum because he cannot imagine what is meant by the offer of a holiday at the sea. We are far too easily pleased." Friends, it is worth asking, what are my mud pies? What am I fooling about with because I cannot imagine what is meant by the offer of a holiday at the sea? Jesus is life and light. Jesus is flourishing life. My cousin is a home contractor in Grand Haven. He's working on a massive, down-to-the-studs renovation of a 120-year-old home. Teddy Roosevelt was president when this house was built. But over the years, this beautiful, dignified home had been neglected. It was becoming a type of mud pie. Josh and his team have stripped it down, given it a new foundation, new roof, and will continue working through the winter to upgrade everything, wiring, plumbing, HVAC. When he's done, this house will have life. It will shine with glory. It will have been transformed and renewed. Everything that created decay, everything that diminished the life of this home will have been pushed out as life and flourishing have been restored. That can be a metaphor for my life, and I suspect yours too. Our Methodist foremothers and forefathers understood that our life can become diminished and dulled, consumed by mud pies. So they intentionally practiced an annual renewal, a time of reconciliation and realignment with Jesus. We call it the Wesleyan Covenant Service. It was held about this time of year, and it concludes with a beautiful yet powerfully serious prayer of Jesus' dominion. Listen to its words. I am no longer my own, but yours. Put me to what you will. Rank me with whom you will. Put me to doing, put me to suffering. Let me be employed for you or laid aside for you, exalted for you or brought low for you. Let me be full, let me be empty. Let me have all things, let me have nothing. I freely and wholeheartedly yield all things to your pleasure and disposal. And now, glorious and blessed God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, you are mine and I am yours. So be it. And the covenant now made on earth, let it be ratified in heaven. Amen. Dr. Steve Manskar, a Wesleyan scholar and now senior pastor of Trinity United Methodist right here in Grand Rapids, notes, the covenant prayer is a radical declaration of love and loyalty to the God whose nature and name is love. I say radical because the prayer directs those who pray it to the source or origin of love and life. It refocuses our life upon the one who is love. It reorders and realigns our life and mission with the life and mission of God. It is a pledge of missional discipleship that directs us beyond ourselves towards unity with Jesus in the world that God loves. Friends, as we begin this new year of 2021, we hope and pray for the end of pandemic darkness and indeed all types of darkness that diminish and destroy the flourishing of life that God desires for all humanity and creation. But let us remember that the God who has come to us in Jesus, the light and life of the world, calls us to himself, not just in our minds, but with mind, heart, and soul. Please join me as we pray. O Christ of the manger, fullness of deity wrapped in the fullness of our humanity, with the heights of heaven and angels' host, we adore and extol you, our God and King. But we confess we are half-hearted creatures, too easily distracted and pleased by mud pies. So come, Holy Spirit, and grant that nothing in my soul, in my life, may dwell but your pure love alone. Strange flames, strange mud pies, far from my life remove. My every act, word, and thought reflect your flourishing love and light. Amen. Friends, I now invite you to click on the next element of worship, and we will join our Methodist foremothers and forefathers as we pray together the Wesleyan Covenant Prayer.